This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, good Tuesday, everyone. It is Dom time. As we said, Larry Krasner announcing a three-peat. That'll be the side question today. He's announcing at 12:30. But I want to go national, and I have sound here that is so apropos of where we are at this point. This is New York Times lead person, Mara Gay. She's on The Big Show, Morning Joe, and she's talking on Morning Joe about how dumb the average American is. Now, she doesn't say that, but that's the gist of it. The idea that somehow or another the average American doesn't get it, what Trump is doing to them at this point and how all this will explode. It's kind of a broader concept of the subtext, which is the idea that our airspace, even in Toronto, should be blamed on Trump. So here's she's on with Jacques Lemaire on Morning Joe. Here's what she says about the broad picture of things, and then I want to get your reaction.
Well, first of all, there is a pretty good legal case that Elon Musk should not even have access to be carrying out this purge that he is. And secondly, I would say that we have zero transparency, really, into how this is being done. Really, I think the message that the American people need to be hearing more is like all of this is being done, just slashing and burning to essentially prepare the country for Donald Trump's tax cuts to the wealthy. And there's got to be a way to pay for that. And what's going to happen is that everyday Americans in their everyday lives are paying for it already. We're seeing it in, government services that are going to suffer already. We've been seeing that the FAA is really not up to the mark at the moment. They're being gutted. Medicaid, Medicare, every part of the government that touches Americans' lives is about to be impacted. And it's not clear yet that there's a broad realization of this outside of Washington, D.C., but it's coming. And I think that's one of the questions that I have just as a journalist right now is, do everyday Americans in the rest of the country understand that this is going to impact their lives
ways
they can't even imagine yet? That's part of our job is to explain that this is not just about government workers in Washington. This is about the IRS. This is about people's tax returns. This is about people's Social Security. Nothing is secure right now, and the government is not being remade to be efficient. This is an effort to destroy it.
Okay, now let's unpack all that, and you can get in at 855-839-1210. First of all, these things are wildly popular. In other words, all the polling, even people that took a chance on Trump, who used to be with Biden and voted for this, they are on board with this, and they are saying they're happy at this pace and what they see happening, and they're believers. Well, they're dopes. They're not insiders like this New York Times columnist. But she said something else there that I wanted to talk about. She's claiming it's not about efficiency. Now, a large part of it is about efficiency. But also, I think Trump was elected not to, in her words, destroy government, but to rein in government, to push government around, particularly the federal government, which pushes around our lives. What's wrong with that? Now, politicians may not want to say that. The Trump people may not want to say that, but we can say it. That's exactly what people want. Yes, it's spending our money, but it's just the status quo, the control they have, unelected, administrative state, pointy heads, etc. That's also why people are happy about this. They're happy to see federal employees writ large, not every single one of them, be pushed around in this. This woman's telling you, though, why would you be happy about that? They're the good guys. They're there to protect your life. Now, a little hard to say, but I'll say it this way. With the FAA, with air traffic control and all that, I'm going to play you an NBC guy here in a second, in which more than suggests, this will be cut 18, he more than suggests that Trump has some responsibility for that crash in Toronto. So when I hear, at least fairly reliably, say on Fox and a couple of other places, they're looking at even some cuts in the FAA. I don't think they're air traffic controllers or anything like that. But for now, the FAA would be a group I would be cautious with for public opinion, reassure people, etc. That would be a place I'm not necessarily going to be talking about cuts now, just because this is a touchy subject, ultimately. But they're not cutting. In fact, they're trying to recruit air traffic controllers. That's not on the chopping block. That's not what we're looking at. But here's NBC, more than suggesting, well, you know, people are worried with what's going on at the FAA. What did that have to do with the crash in Toronto? Cut 18.
I did want to, underscore to pick up on the conversation you were just having, though, in terms of the recent string of aviation incidents, Tom. This is going to yet again raise the concern about FAA staffing, air traffic control staffing. Now, this is a Canadian air traffic control tower, and this is under Canadian authority once it crosses the border. And yet, as you know, there has been this talk about maybe staff cuts at the FAA as a part of President Trump's effort to trim down the federal workforce. And yet, as you also know, the FAA has been complaining for years that they are understaffed in critical job positions, especially air traffic control. I was having a conversation with somebody today about whether air traffic control in America is being affected by the staff cuts. So far, not to their knowledge. And yet, other positions related to maintaining critical equipment appear to have been cut. So this is going to feed into all of these recent incidents, and the safety of the total air traffic system is going to be very much a part of the conversation as we go forward, at least on this side of the country, of the border, I should say.
All right. So again, I play it smart with this. There's no evidence of that. Of course, this is in Canada that we have the crash. How in the world are we going to scare people and say this is due to cutbacks or threats of cutbacks or something of that nature? It's not. But again, I go easy on the FAA. I want to get at the military budget at this point as a way to bring all people again and really push the ball down there, because there'll be a lot of things here that people have to agree on. But as far as I can tell, there's certainly no cuts on air traffic controllers or anything like that. Let that alone for now. All right, you got other bigger fish to fry here and move forward on this. Now, with all this money, and again, this is in the trillions, potentially. Now, I don't know that we've unearthed trillions yet. Interesting thing, this will be cut 20 on Fox, talking about, and this would be a masterstroke, not just the tax cuts, that's coming, that's down the road, but a tax refund. In other words, people get some money back since we're saving all this. We're pulling it in like the $59 million for illegal people in New York in luxury hotels. Let's sprinkle that back. Here's how it sounded on Fox.
Can I get a number for that, Dom? Sorry about that.
Cut 20.
This is from a viewer who reached out to me. She's in Cape Coral, Florida. And she says, Harris, could the government give all the taxpayers a refund from the money they're finding that went to places it never should have gone?
Yes, that is the next step. And that is the next natural step. When you are finding all of this money, when you are taking it back, when you are cutting off future streams of funding, give that back to the American people. Then you will see the economy absolutely explode. And people will once again be able to take out new loans and start new businesses and all the wonderful things that follow when they have more of their own money.
Okay, so yeah, that ought to be something that would really, really make people believe, wow. But all the polling, all the instincts, people are happy that this is happening. They're buying into the idea that billions have been unearthed, have been found. Now, you know, we'll fight over each and every dollar. But imagine having to defend this and say it's not a trillion, it's only half a trillion. Imagine having to do that. They are completely out of touch with the average American. So what are they going to tell the average American? Well, you're not going to be able to fly. You might die because of what they're doing. You happy with that? Your kid's going to die of peanut allergies in schools because they're not doing something else. You're going to die all over the place. Now they're going after examining student loan, the student loan stuff. And this is going to cause a reverberation among Democrats. All right, this just has to be handled carefully. That's why I said, note of caution with the FAA, there's no evidence of air traffic controllers, anything else. But it's better to stay away from that. Let's move on to some of the bigger targets here. Let's reassure people with this. Let's not let them get a field goal on the scoreboard here by going down this path. Got a lot of sound from the protesters yesterday, including a new song. But coming up, what does the NFL fear most? You will not believe this. It's at least according to a news report today, and we're trying to get somebody on this. What keeps them up at night? Not being able to get a gazillion dollars. If you saw the parade, saw our coverage, you were there, you can tell they're going to get a gazillion dollars. People want NFL football, particularly in places like Philadelphia and maybe 10, 12 other cities. There's nothing like it. It's come back. You know, it was on the ropes a hair there with all the protests and all that for just a brief period of time, but it's back in unbelievable position. So what is it, though, that has them concerned that they don't have an answer for? I'll tell you what that is, and think New Jersey as a clue. But Larry Krasner in about 19 minutes, and imagine, he knows this is the day that Sergeant Chris Fitzgerald was assassinated at close range, allegedly by this maniac from Buckingham, Pennsylvania, over at Temple, after he had been wounded, as I understand it, then at close range, killed. Krasner, though, is in the mode. He knows this is a real race against the judge that we have on, Pat Dugan, at 12:30. So even this is the day, even though he knows we're going to link these two, couldn't he say, you know, out of deference to this, I'm not announcing today, I'll wait to Wednesday? No, not with Larry Krasner, not with the mob that's behind him. They don't care about anything. They're not linking anything. He didn't have anything to do with it. Of course he had a lot to do with it. And continues to have a lot to do with it. So the side question today, though, this will be a three-peat for Larry Krasner, meaning third term. First one, crowded field. What was it? Seven Democrats. He had all that money. Second one, substandard opponent. Jumped the ship on us. Told, hey, don't go on that talk radio anymore. Hey, Carlos, how did that work out, buddy? Now we have a real contender this time. So we're looking for something that's either a trio or we are looking for something that comes in a three, because that's a pattern. People speak, even if they have to fudge and add one, like Constitution, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, like our American dream, or something like past, present, future. It works in threes. If you're a Christian, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I think that all Christian faiths would say. I'm not sure about the Holy Ghost. All right, so you can hit us with a trio, a famous trio. It's all in the call, though. It's all in the twist of it. Think of something, a three-peat. Three in a series or a trio. All right, Henry, do you have one?
Yeah, you know what? Why not Alvin and the Chipmunks? I've seen that look of red, blue, and green be adopted on the sidelines of college football teams in order to relay the plays into the team now. Have you ever noticed, I think Texas A&M does it, there's quite a few schools, big-time college football, that essentially dress like Alvin and the Chipmunks to relay a play out to the players. It's pretty funny.
That is an interesting way to be seen in the crowd. Okay, Dan, what's yours?
Yeah, how about giving birth three times to three incredibly talented individuals? That's the mother of the Jonas Brothers. But then there's a fourth brother. So, the fourth brother is not really as public as the other three. But how about the trio of the Jonas Brothers, an all-time generational group, music group, that provided some soundtrack, the first dance for me and Maisie's dance at our wedding.
All right. So I would say Three Musketeers, too, is another trio.
Okay, take one more off?
Yeah, go ahead.
How about those that started the big three in the NBA? Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Ray Allen?
Right.
I actually have one more.
Oh, what do you have?
A better one.
What's that?
Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle.
Oh, the starter
original
Pokemon.
Three starters in the Pokemon video games and series.
I love it.
All right, so hit us with a trio or something that's in a pattern of three. That's a side question. Get your reaction to Larry Krasner. And look, even Krasner, don't you know this is a day they're memorializing, there's a candlelight vigil and all that for Chris Fitzgerald. You can't have a better family. You can't have a better story. You can't have a better case for the death penalty. I mean, that's all extraneous to me, too. Not that they're just a great family. Not that he was a dad, a superlative cop. Not that he was assassinated. Not that the race thing, they can't use that. I'm for the death penalty whenever you take someone's life and it fits first-degree murder. I don't care what it is, when it is, you have to be put down. That's the way it works. But Krasner's never going to do that. So he's running on being a foil to Trump and to go after Trump and his billionaires. Think about that. And he wants to get at the root causes of crime. All right, we'll tell you what he says the root cause of crime is, and we'll ask the judge about that. But your calls are next. Get in on the side question. Also in Krasner, and that Mara Gay saying that Americans don't get it. Are you fearful of anything? Are you afraid to fly now? I mean, I would go easy on the FAA thing. You don't need to charge ahead on all this. Charge ahead on the military budget. Fort Knox. The Fed. Those are things I'd like to see instantly. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom G or Dan O'Shea, you got the side question. Something in a series of three or a trio. Larry Decay today announces, and we'll go to some of that, a three-peat. What does he say is the root cause of crime? Now, at least he didn't say, as he said in the past, poverty. He says we need mental health services, job training, and educational choices for people who are most readily wanting to commit crimes. Aren't those there already? How about deterrent, though? All right, I get the carrot side. You know, you say to me, well, you know, recreation helps. I never thought midnight basketball was a good idea. I think it encourages a lot of other things. But if you're saying getting people in leagues and play, I'm on board with that. So are you. What about the stick part, which is, hey, you do this, here's what's going to happen with certitude, including the death penalty. So some kind of job training is going to stop people from shooting each other, Larry. We'll ask the judge about it at 12:30. Now, Axios says today, ask NFL executives their biggest fear It has nothing to do with fans, players, or TV rights. It's the D word, drones, which are hard for authorities to track and almost impossible to stop if ever unleashed on an open-air stadium. Ask U.S. intelligence experts their biggest fears, and they'll inevitably hear dire warnings of drone swarms, domestic or foreign. Probe deeper, says Axios, and you'll learn that the vast majority of these drones are made in China and therefore conceivably controllable by America's greatest, they say, adversary enemy. TikTok is accused of being a security threat, but it can't spy or drop bombs. Well, it can spy, but that's another thing. Look at the skies of Syria, Russia, or many squinted and said New Jersey, and you see what we're talking about. So Axios, in this expose, says, when they talk to the NFL, they go, yeah, what are we going to do if we're hit with this drone situation? And I'm not satisfied. Are you? We haven't talked about it for, I guess, weeks. About the drone thing over in Jersey. I'm not going to drop it just because at the first press conference, it was a moment for her. Caroline Leavitt said, oh, yeah, don't worry about the drones. Uh-uh. No, not good enough. Here you have the NFL saying, yeah, what would we do? Is the NFL going to have a plan to shoot drones down if they get over an NFL game? I bet they're talking about it. I bet they're saying we got to do something. I just thought it was, and they actually have a guy we're trying to get on who is plugged into this and how real of a threat people think this is in various modalities, not just national defense or whatever, but all kinds of things that might be out there. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. And what is the root cause of crime? You know, we go back to this all the time, and I make the point, if it really were poverty, wouldn't we be even more overwhelmed? Philadelphia, what, in the 20s, usually low 20s, of people below the poverty line? All those people are not committing crimes. They're certainly not murdering each other. So Krasner's spin, crimes caused by mental illness, and again, you may have people that are not fully functional. I get that. But we come back to the whole mental illness thing. And if you kill someone, are they mentally ill? Like the Buckingham guy. Was he mentally ill when he allegedly stood over and assassinated Chris Fitzgerald? Not in my mind. All you need is enough rationale to know what you're doing, to know good from evil, to know that you're going to kill someone here. And that's a very low standard, and you get the death penalty. But just picture Krasner in his office. On a day like this, I cannot believe that they don't know that. It's widely publicized. Candlelight event at Temple tonight for him at 6:30, I think. Do they not know that? Would it not be better to stand down out of respect? No. I'm not going to do that. I am not going to do that. And the people that support Krasner, they're behind stuff like that. It's not just him. He's out of control. It's the support groups. These people like Kevin Bacon that we play when he got the Peabody Award, Krasner. Isn't it amazing to see him take on the system? How original. Yeah, buddy, let's come out from your walls and your guards and everything else. Let's take you to Broad and Glenwood at midnight. Have you walk home. See if you think he's that big of a genius. All right, so we'll talk to Judge in a couple minutes here. But once again, this is a big moment. And I think this guy, this judge, has a real shot at defeating Krasner. Unlike in the past, you know, the first time around, there was no shot. All the money you had and the fact you had six other people in the race, you weren't going to stop it. Are people finally tired of it? You know, we talk all the time about the Trump phenomena and some of the changes that's happened. Penn is getting rid of its DEI programs. Penn. There are big things happening. Or is Philadelphia going to double down and really think that Krasner is a foil to Trump, particularly with illegal immigration? We need Larry Krasner more than ever. All right, let's go to Bill in Palmyra. Bill's first in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Dom, Dan. Great side questions. I thought I'd be an early bird special. Maybe it'll bring me a little luck.
Okay.
But my answer is the Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes.
Yeah, I would say it's bigger than baseball's Triple Crown, which used to be pretty big, but you don't hear about it. Yeah, that's a very good one. Yeah, the Triple Crown, and you say that, people think racing. Carol, this is something Joe of Exton would say, but it's a great one. Carol in Somerton, welcome in. What's yours, Carol?
Vene, vidi, vici. Caesar's great statement when he took over the Asia Minor there. And you know what? It reminds me of Trump. He could say the same thing.
Watch it, though. I came, I saw it, I conquered. It's not going to go over as easily as it did for Caesar. And Caesar came to a bad end. You know, beware the Ides of March. We're coming up with
let's
it.
Hope not. You know?
But I remember that in Latin class with Father Leo out of Savage, who was called the Buzzard at St. John Newman.
Veni,
vidi, vici. That's a very good one to start. All right, two good ones put on the board. 855-839-1210. Here's what we're going to do now. We're monitoring the Kras. He's going to start his announcement speech around 12:30 on the day. I'm not sure when he died, when he expired, Chris Fitzgerald, but close to that time, the man who's the guardian of Gotham City will announce his third time at the plate, a three-peat. We'll be talking to Judge Pat Dugan, former paratrooper judge. And I know someone who believes in rehabilitation, and rehabilitation is fine. But what about deterrence? Macy's today, story in the Inquirer, shoplifting, drives people nuts. At least 280 reports Macy's in downtown Philadelphia filed last year. I probably got tired of filing some of them. So it tells me when they filed those 280, those were probably for bigger items. So while the judge is on with us, we'll cut in. Think of a split screen here with Larry Krasner as he announces that he wants to do it to Philadelphia again for a third time. That's coming up here on the Dom Giordano Show. February is American Heart Month. It's a great time to focus on all aspects of cardiac care, exercising, eating healthy, heart-friendly foods, and also being mindful of your dental health. Did you know that plaque can build up, can actually lead to bacteria growth, which sometimes leads to conditions like endocarditis or arteriosclerosis? So now's a great time to schedule an appointment with board-certified prostodontist, more importantly, my dentist, my guy, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group. Dr. Bentz works with hundreds of patients to not only improve their smiles and their confidence, but even more importantly, to maximize their oral health to help improve their overall health. Just like heart disease can strike at any age, so can dental challenges. But whether you have a dental challenge or not right now, now's a great time to get with the best. If you have concerns about any of this, get that free consultation. You'll see what I'm talking about, the care that I get with Dr. Bentz. 610-272-6949. Or visit them at BentzDentalGroup.com. Bentz Dental Group, say it with a smile. All right, it is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. Today's side question, three-peats, three in a series. Krasner. Dugan? Tinker to Evers to Chance? Krasner to Dugan? Former judge, Pat Dugan, we'll call him Judge. That's the way it works. It's lifetime. Former paratrooper, someone who has been as a judge about rehabilitation when possible. That's what Krasner says he's running on. That and to take on Donald Trump. Curious, huh? Let's go to Judge Patrick Dugan. Judge, welcome to the big day. We may dip in and get your reaction to some of the things Larry Krasner says here in a moment.
Okay. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. Well, and,
yeah. Judge, so listeners know we've talked a little bit about your background and years as a judge. I saw in the Krasner announcement, the release judge, he says the root cause of crime is apparently mental illness, lack of ability to get job training or education. I mean, we can always do better at those things. You've done all kinds of unusual courts of this, that, and other to give people a second chance. But isn't one of the key ingredients deterrence, carrot and stick?
Yeah, you need to have accountability. And yes, when we go back to the root of crimes, what causes people to do things, yes, we could peel that onion back and we could see that people have had mental health issues, they had problems as kids, they don't have a good job and all that. And we can help those who deserve an opportunity, which we do in diversion courts, help people find jobs, et cetera. But people have to be accountable. We can't just let people have excuses for why they run around with guns, shooting people, hurting people, assaulting people. There has to be accountability. If we can address the issues of economics and mental health before they get into a criminal courtroom, that's the best solution. If we could start doing that from the cradle, that's how we can deter it. But when people are running around committing crimes, at some point there has to be accountability. Again, diversion programs, they do work. I've done them. We get recidivism rate below 10% with this holistic approach to criminal justice, restorative justice, which, oh, by the way, this progressive DA does not back those programs. He's destroyed those programs. You'll have to ask him why. I believe in him, but I also believe that you're going to walk into Wawa and steal stuff. You're going to walk into Home Depot and walk out with, you know, $499 worth of tools, or walk out of Best Buy with a TV. You need to pay for it. Otherwise, you need to be held accountable. That hasn't occurred in these last 7 years. It doesn't make sense to me. Common sense says you got to have accountability. I don't care what your excuses are. We can address some of those issues, but you still have to be held accountable.
You know, and Judge, I don't know if you want to comment. I've been commenting on this, so feel free to. This is the day that Officer Chris Fitzgerald, Sergeant Fitzgerald, was gunned down, killed, assassinated at close range. In the course of this, you would think you could put off announcing today until tomorrow, since there's a candlelight ceremony, et cetera. Any comment on that? And you can make that point. I'd like to announce today, but you know what? This is the day to remember him.
The only thing that I would say is that it's amazing that we have men and women like that officer who are willing to put on the badge and try to protect and serve the citizens of Philadelphia, whether it's on the Philadelphia Police Department, the University of Pennsylvania, Temple University, because what we ask them to do, besides protect us from crime, they have to be social workers. They have to handle some of the hardest situations in the world. He was out there doing nothing but protecting those students and those neighbors from people coming up to rob them and hurt them. And he laid down his life for the citizens of Philadelphia. He should be saluted every day for the rest of our lives. We should never forget those men and women who are willing to get between those who wish to cause us harm. So I salute him, and I want to give a virtual hug to his family anytime that I think about them.
Here's a cut. Krasner has announced Judge Patrick Dugan with us. He says that DA, and we'll play it for you, Judge, has a new meaning, democracy advocate.
As District Attorney of Philadelphia, DA is a phrase that used to have one meaning. It meant district attorney. It now has two. The first one is district attorney, where we work every day to try to be fair and sort out some of the most difficult issues, difficult problems you can have in criminal justice. But DA has come to have a new meaning that I never expected in the last 7 years, and that is democracy advocate. We will get to that. If any of you are feeling like what's happening in Washington has you down, has you frightened, has you immobilized, you don't know what to do, well, I suggest this. I suggest we turn to each other, not on each other. And if we turn to each other, then there's a couple of wannabe oligarchs and there's a wannabe dictator who are going to figure out there's more of us than them. And they have a problem. Here's the reality. We are going to win. This is like a disease. The fever is going to break. And when that fever breaks, as it has, we are going to be there to make sure that this country continues on its course, that it corrects that course when it gets off, and that we get to the right place. But let me start.
All right. Essentially, vote for me now. Judge, do you see that as your purview, or do you think it's a big enough job? I mean, I've seen in some of your comments, allegedly homicides down, but you make the fact that in 7 years, 3,000-plus people have been killed in Philadelphia, and I think about 10,000 or so wounded, sometimes severely.
Yeah, so the last I looked, today's the petition. So petitions have started in Philadelphia where you have to sign, if you're a registered Democrat, you have to sign a petition to say you're one of 1,000 voters who would like Dugin or Krasner on the ballot. And the last I looked, there's two people who are going to be doing petitions. It's Larry Krasner and it's Pat Dugin. I don't know if Donald Trump is sending petitions around running for DA or not. It truly is. This is a local election about the safety in Philadelphia, about helping small businesses stay open while people come in and try to take the merchandise off with no repercussions. It's about trying to save the young people in our city who are being gunned down, usually by fellow young people. We need to address that locally. That is what this race is about. It's about safety, accountability, being smarter about how we prosecute. I'm not sure, you know, he's making it a national issue. Yeah, there's things out there that people can talk about, but this is about the safety of Philadelphia, and that's what I'm running on. I'm running on the incompetence in that office. I'm running about the lack of leadership. I'm talking about the 70% withdrawal rate at times coming out of that office. That's what this election is about.
Hey, Judge, I take your point, too. As you know, I'm a law school dropout, but so I follow this stuff. And I can't see many lawyers worth their salt that have hung around with Krasner. There have been countless cases that make the news where he sends in people that are ill-equipped to deal with top-flight district defense attorneys in one sort or another. I mean, it's bad enough how good some of these guys are, and I don't always agree with whom they're defending. And you throw them into the ring with some of the people, Krasner, it's almost like you're throwing the fight.
So it's almost like having the world champion, Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles, playing against the Little Sisters of the Poor. And I don't mean to disrespect. There are some very good attorneys in that office. But so many of them are ill-prepared. And they're ill-prepared because they're not trained. Generally speaking, they don't have the mentorships that they used to have. They don't have the boot camp that they used to have. So these folks coming from all these law schools around the country, they're not local. We don't bring in kids from young people from Temple or Drexel or Widener or Rutgers Camden anymore. He goes for these law schools all over the country. They come in and they're going against these fantastic defense attorneys, and they have no clue what they're doing. As a judge sitting up there, it is really scary that that's the quality that are coming into our courts to protect our citizens, to help us assist in what's going on in the streets of Philadelphia. It truly is embarrassing. I plan on hiring folks from Temple Law School, Rutgers Camden Law School, Widener Law School, because they'll be invested in our community and they will not leave the office in droves. He's had classes of DAs come in here, and 80 to 90% of the class eventually leaves because they realize what they're doing and they don't know what they're doing.
Judge, one more cut from Larry Krasner announcing. He mentions he's heard for a long time if we lock everybody up, things will get better. Here's what he said.
Doing justice has made us safer, but there's another side to it as well. It has also made us freer. It has made us safer and freer, all at the same time, all at once. And that is what we should want from a prosecutor's office. That's what we should want from our government, that it makes us safer and it makes us freer, all at the same time. The district attorney's obligation is to seek justice. That is the oath. That is what we're supposed to do. That's a little vague. It's not real obvious. But it is most assuredly not to win at all cost and not to cheat to get there. It is most assuredly not to put innocent people in jail in the place of the guilty ones who committed that crime. So it takes some effort. We have all been told for the longest time that if you just locked everybody up, we'd all be safe. Well, it turns out that don't work. That has never worked. When you lock everybody up, you take away so many things that actually will make us safer.
All right, Judge, we've heard this before, but he's been effective. He hasn't been in the ring with someone in the background that you have and support. But, you know, every time I have my shot here with this, he's essentially appealing to some people out there who maybe have a relative or something like that that's committed a crime. And the idea is we're locking everybody up, mass incarceration. That's not going to make us safe. And there's a grand thing when he, quote, brings somebody home. Yet these communities are under fire day and night of all types of criminal behavior that seems to be unexplainable.
So I don't think there's a person in your audience that would agree that you should cheat
right
to convict somebody. I don't think there's anybody that would agree that we should go ahead and break the law to convict somebody. But he talked about his oath. He needs to look at his oath and take it seriously. He's the district attorney of Philadelphia to enforce the law and protect our citizens. He seems to, what he's doing is not to prosecute anyone. That appears what he's really doing in so many instances. He is just not prosecuting people. I agree. You need the evidence. We shouldn't be cheating to prosecute. The long ago theory, lock everybody up and they're guilty because you locked them up, that's gone. I don't buy into that. It's what the evidence shows. And I'm sorry, Lar, if the evidence shows that a guy walks into a bank and robs the bank, he has to be charged with robbing the bank and not a possession of an instrument of crime only. He was robbing a bank. Stop cheating on what the charges are in most cases. You need to look at the evidence and charge them as the crime that they committed and stop this not prosecuting for whatever reason he's not prosecuting. Again, I agree with giving people breaks. Right. That's what I did all those years. But he needs to look at his oath a lot closer than what he's saying.
Well, or we could just go back to what he really has said, that now he's a defense attorney with power. Seems to be not exactly. We have two defense attorneys then, Judge, in the courtroom there, at least through his people, and they get that vibe. Judge, we thank you again. Great stuff the other day about Rich Gannon. Where do we go to see your campaign and to see it in action now as we're finally moving forward?
Well, the Eagles won to stop that three-peat with the Chiefs, and I plan on, with the citizens of Philadelphia's help, to stop Mr. Krasner's attempt at a three-peat on May 20th. I have a website, Judge Dugan for DA, and the word for is spelled out, judgedugan4da.com. I ask everybody to go on, take a look at it. There's a email, et cetera, all kinds of stuff on there. Take a look at it. And again, May 20th, I ask you to come out and vote. You'll have a choice, a clear choice, Krasner or Dugan. And I appreciate you listening to me today.
All right, Judge, thank you very much. Anytime. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Judge Patrick Dugan here on Talk Radio 1210, a guy with real support, real shot. Well, people get tired of this. And this endless, now he is the foil against Donald Trump. That's who he's really running against. 855-839-1210. We'll get you on board. We got the side question going. More calls coming up on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom's here, Dano Show. Oh, the stylings of Larry the K. We'll play you a little bit more. Sonny Hostin. Remember yesterday we talked about, if you were not with us yesterday, Tom Hanks really showing his true colors. No need, Tom, to do this. Pretending to be a MAGA contestant on Black Jeopardy and refusing to shake the hand of Tracy Morgan, the host of Black Jeopardy. Well, Sonny Hostin on The View says, well...
Now, speaking of church, can I say something? If more folks went to church, we wouldn't be in this mess we're in now.
You know what? I agree with you, Doug. I'd like to shake your hand, sir. Here we go. It's just a handshake. Yeah, all right. You're welcome
to
Black Jeopardy anytime.
Well, thank you, my brother. Maybe I'll start a show for you to come on, and we'll call it What Jeopardy.
No, we don't need it.
I mean, it just doesn't end. In the middle of this, trying to celebrate what SNL is, cultural icon and all, and Tom Hanks, why agree to do this, Tom? Why go after flyover country, half the country, people that support your movies pretty much? Why do that? Well, maybe that's your true feelings. Wearing the Trump hat. Now, here's Sonny Hostin piggybacking on this to say, well, Jeopardy really is white Jeopardy anyhow.
I have a different take on that. Just because, as Whoopi said, Tom Hanks joined the sketch, bringing back the character of Doug, because the first Doug was in a 2016 sketch. And in fact, that was the most popular installment of Black Jeopardy, was with Doug as the Trump supporter in 2016. I think it's a very subversive sketch. In fact, it's about Black culture being American culture. And so when you have the regular Jeopardy, you know, it's basically the white Jeopardy that already exists, because I've been on it and lost.
And so,
in 2018, you had Chadwick Boseman on, and the fact that he refused to shake the host's hand, that has happened before. Do you remember when the senator refused husband that was being
refused to shake Kamala?
Sworn in, he refused to shake her hand. So I felt it was very subversive. I felt that it was a sort of a callback to that.
Can I just do?
Oh, God. First of all, that guy was a jerk for not shaking her hand. Second of all, Kamala Harris is biracial. Thirdly, I don't think it had to do with race. It had to do with the fact that he can't support what Harris supports. Again, you're shaking a hand to the office. How many times do I have to clear that up? Oh, my God. What a genius. White Jeopardy is white Jeopardy anyhow. Sonny was on. I have to go back and Google that. That might be a good YouTube.
I'm sorry. I'm a big Jeopardy fan. Yeah. If you lose at Celebrity Jeopardy, you got something wrong.
Oh, what? Oh, she was on Celebrity. That's right.
No
she
way
was
she's
celebrity.
On regular Jeopardy.
Right. It is bad.
I mean,
the dumbing down, first of all, of the standard of Jeopardy for that. Even Wheel of Fortune, I think, seems easier when they do it slightly. Totally. But Jeopardy, somebody who's really smart, eighth grade, could probably answer a lot of those
easily questions.
Yeah.
No, it makes me want to be famous because I could win all this money for
charity. Yeah, I mean, it is stunning. All right, we got a lot more.
I do have the audio of the original one. You want that?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, here's the.
Dad, I don't know what's going on, but the board is yours.
Yeah, thank you so much, Darnell. You people are fun. Can I say that? Is that okay? Can I say that?
We'll give you a pass this time.
Okay, let's go to big girls for 200.
Okay, and the answer there, skinny women can do this for you. Doug.
What is not a damn thing?
Yeah, you know
what?
You know what?
All right, so this whole thing with Tom Hanks and is not shaking a guy's hand, though.
Jesus.
All right? The other, I have to process that first one from Black Jeopardy before.
Well, it goes on, and then they start chanting, go, Doug. And what it is it really shows that there's a lot that, you know, MAGA people and black people can indeed agree on, but then Doug always screws it up by making something like, in this one, he comments, all lives matter, and then they say, oh, you were doing so great, Doug.
But not shaking a guy's hand in this one is like we've gone to a different... We've lost the funny, and it's more straightforward. They're racist. They can't shake the guy's hand. Okay. We have a lot more Larry Krasner, and is Krasner locking into... Now, Dan and Henry think, and from what I can tell from his initial statement, Is he locking into some distorted view of RFK Jr. by the stuff that he says about mental illness? Coming up from today's big announcement.
Real quick preview, Dom. He has slipped into a different accent. It's only about...
Oh, let's hear the accent.
Oh, yeah, you want to hear the accent? It's only about 15 minutes in.
Here is the reality. There's a whole lot of us. They might have a whole lot of dollars, but there's a whole lot of us. And there's not a whole lot of them. And I am telling you, I know, I absolutely know, in my heart of hearts, we're going to win. We're going to win big. We're going to do it together. We're going to stand up together. And we are going to make sure that even a lawless president, which is what he is.
Oh, it's going back to
even
it.
A president who thinks you can scribble words on a piece of paper and rewrite the Constitution, which is what he is.
What is this accent? It's not
filthy. We are going to make sure that his little plan to take over America fails.
Isn't he from
that? His little plan to turn a democracy,
Kansas originally, I think,
into a monarchy.
That
his little plan to be a wannabe dictator surrounded by wannabe oligarchs. We are going to make very, very, very sure.
Dude, protect Philadelphia,
that, like,
man. Sorry, stop, dude.
Yeah, well, Elon Musk is the one shooting up the neighborhoods. Didn't you know that?
It's
all those punks with Elon Musk. They're shooting up the neighborhoods, I tell you.
Like, do people that actually... Yes,
they're going to get off on this.
They are going to get off on this, or do you think it's...
Yes. No, the first part that we played, they get off on the fact that nobody did it. Everybody's innocent. He's bringing people home. In minority neighborhoods... Dugin's going to have a bit of a tough uphill battle explaining that, no, that's not true. Why is your neighborhood shot up? Why do you have rampant crime? Because of criminals.
Newsflash, Larry Krasner, I hate to say, but man, your head is way too big. Look in the damn mirror. You are a local DA.
Right.
Your job is to protect and secure the lives of Philadelphians. Bring security to city. Not make murder skyrocket. Not blame shoplifting on mental illness. You gotta get out there, dude. Do your job. Make Philadelphians safer and shut the hell up about Washington.
I differ with you. He's smart on this. He's the smartest of all these guys. He's smart going after Trump on this. I'll explain. I'm not saying it's correct. I'm not saying, you know, we're revolted by it. We see it. This shows a sign that he senses that Dugin is going to be hard to dislodge on the other issues, Dan, that you just mentioned. He's going to have to add this and say Dugin is not going to protect you from Trump, but I am. All right. All that straight ahead here at 855-839-1210. By the way, Scott Presler at 2 o'clock today. On Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.